Good afternoon, Thursday the 14th. We've got all the sports to look at today, so we'll get right into it. Let's start with baseball, the final winner-take-all between the Giants and the Dodgers. Unfortunately, I do not have a play on this. It's a game to watch, and it should be a good one. I don't have a play because while I do slightly, and I mean ever so slightly, lean the Dodgers, the smart money actually would be on the Giants. It's more of a gut feel that it's the Dodgers, and I'm not going with gut feels really at all. And the last two games haven't been hot, so the gut feeling would be the opposite way to go. And the smart money would be on the under in the game. But hey, deciding game five, best of five, you don't know what's going to happen. This could be an offensive explosion for all we know. There's not value in that. So moving on to the first pick and probably the least interested game for the majority of listeners would be a hockey game, Pittsburgh at Florida. I like this game a lot. I'm going to do it only half unit, though, because the season's young, and the game is Pittsburgh at Florida, and Florida hasn't played yet, and I'm taking Florida on the 60-minute line, otherwise known as the three-way line, or otherwise known as the regulation line. Getting Florida to win by one or more without overtime at minus 115. Now, the game, if you want to take it with overtime, meaning Florida can win any way they can, it's minus 179. I don't find value with that only because it's Florida's first game. Pittsburgh has the jitters out. Now, Pittsburgh's still missing some major scores, their top two scores, that didn't affect them in the previous game where we went against them, and they managed to score a ton of points, although five empty net goals at the end is not to be expected. I also leaned on the under 6.5, but Florida is a high-scoring team, and again, although Pittsburgh is missing offensive firepower, they managed to score some points on their first game. So the under is not a play. The play is official, a half-unit play on the Florida Panthers in regulation, not overtime. If it goes to overtime, the game is lost regardless of who wins. So then we move on to football. Let's start with college football. There's two games. I have a play on only one. It's Georgia Southern at South Alabama. Now, again, the Navy and Memphis game, just real quickly, I liked Memphis, but it moved to 11. That does mean there's a lot of money going towards Memphis, but I don't like 11. I sure would have liked it at 8.5 where it opened. It's no longer a play for anyone, in my opinion. The game that is a play is Georgia Southern at South Alabama. Georgia Southern has played better competition as a whole. Now, they do have one common opponent. They both played Louisiana Lafayette. South Alabama and Georgia Southern both were at home, and both did not get it done, but South Alabama was actually a little bit better showing. That's not enough history to go against Georgia Southern than this because the overall competition level is better for Georgia Southern. For the record, Georgia Southern has, I think they're 7-0 against South Alabama. At some point, it's a revenge game, but revenge is not as important in college football with these type of teams as it would be with pro teams or a huge, you know, a Michigan Ohio State rivalry, that kind of a rivalry. So even though Georgia Southern's dominated, I would expect that to continue to happen. Obviously, athletes are different every year, but the program, I believe, is a little bit better than South Alabama. So Georgia Southern plus three. Now, it has moved down from 3.5, and it's actually going to 2.5. So there's reason, there's money coming in on Georgia Southern. If you're getting only +2.5, then I wouldn't probably take that. At that point, I would go to Georgia Southern on the money line for only half a unit. And that way, you have to win outright, which is, I still think, likely. And you're getting plus money, so it's still a good bet. But because you're throwing away that possible field goal, I would only do it for half a unit. So there's value there, but only half a unit. I'm taking a full unit on Georgia Southern +3 at minus 110, which is still out there. And that's the play so that they could lose by a field goal and you keep your money. All right, so the bigger game, the biggest game, the highest betting handle will be Tampa Bay at Philadelphia in the NFL, Thursday Night Football. Tampa Bay is a 7-point favorite, although it's fluctuating now between 6.5 and 7. And the line, the over-under, is 52.5. And that's trending up from the very original number, but down ever so slightly in the recent term. Now, there is money coming to the over as a rule, and there's money coming to Philadelphia as a rule. Just FYI. Now, I have this game called at 30-24 Tampa Bay. 30-24. It doesn't really give any real value on taking Philadelphia plus the points, and certainly it doesn't say Tampa Bay minus the points. And at 54, yeah, it leans over. And that's actually a strong lean for me, but it's not a play on its own. I do believe that Tampa Bay should get over 30 on their own. I'm saying 30-24 and Philadelphia 24. But here, let me break down what I've got. That might be a better way to explain this. I think a best case scenario for Philly. This is my projection. And a best case Philly scenario is a 27-26 Tampa Bay win. So Philadelphia does not win in my best case scenario for them, but they lose by only one. However, the other side of the coin, Tampa Bay's best scenario is a 34-21 win. So now it's a 13-point win. The over-under, the best case scenario for a high score is 34-26, Tampa Bay, 60 points. The best low score scenario is 48 points, 27-21, Tampa Bay for 48 points. So you can see that 60-48 range, you're looking at a little bit more than a little bit on the higher side. So 60-48 is 54 average, which is what I came up with for the final score is 54. And then for the spread, I've got it between 1 and 13 for Tampa Bay. So obviously it doesn't give you a real edge there. So what the play I do have though, which makes a lot of sense and is a full unit play, is taking Tampa Bay. This is going to be a single game parlay. Now you could do teasers, but they're not going to be as profitable in this situation as the single game parlay, which is a new really invention by the sports books this year. Single game parlays used to be outlawed. They wouldn't let you bet on the same side in total in the same game. Now they're actually encouraging it. So it's interesting change. They're kind of discouraging teasers because they're losing money on teasers as a whole. So for example, if you want to take a teaser, and this is a sidebar, I'm not doing it. A very good bet on this would be to take Tampa Bay as one of your legs. So the teaser would be a 6-point teaser. You can add 6 points to your team. So if it's Tampa Bay minus 6.5, you get Tampa Bay minus a half. That would be one leg of your teaser, and then you'd pick another winner. So you'd be looking for someone who's a 6.5 to 8.5 point favorite. Move your team down to a half to 2.5 points, so you're under a field goal. You're crossing the key points of 7 and 3. You can do it the other way, where you're an underdog and you're adding points to it. So again, you want to try to cross the 3 and 7. So in this case scenario, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to stay in this just all in one game, all in one night, I should say, one game. I'm doing Tampa Bay plus a half point, so that I'm getting more than a teaser. And I'm doing over 45.5, again, more than a teaser, 6 points. And I'm getting it at minus 110. I like this for a couple reasons. Now, again, a little tip here, and you may have seen this on your own, but Tampa Bay plus half a point and Tampa Bay minus half a point are exactly the same line, but they're not exactly the same price. One difference would be a tie. Most people don't even take the time to think about that. Maybe you have, but there is one scenario. If this game ends up as a tie and you get Tampa Bay plus a half point, you win. If you're at Tampa Bay minus a half a point, you lose. The odds of this coming to a tie, very, very slim, but it's not non-existent. So for the same price, you take the half point, you don't give up the half point. And then over 45.5 is giving yourself 7 points or an entire touchdown, moving the score lower to over 45.5 so you can get over that. As I said before, my trend was already a little bit to the over, so obviously it makes sense to go add the points, subtract the points from the total and go over rather than add the points and go under. And that's the same argument you can make here. You know, I said there's no real edge on Philadelphia or Tampa Bay. Well, why can't I take Philadelphia plus 6 or 7 points then? Well, I think the chances of, well, first of all, the scenario was 13 points for Tampa Bay. If you're doing a teaser, 6.5 plus 6 doesn't cut it. 7 plus 6 is a tie versus every scenario is a win for Tampa Bay. So that's the better position. And yes, Philadelphia is at home, but it's, I think you'd be hard-pressed to think that Philadelphia is going to upset Tampa Bay. The higher likelihood is Tampa Bay blows out my estimates and wins by 20 or something. I think or succinctly, Tampa Bay winning by 20 is more likely than Philadelphia winning the game. But anything can happen. These are not guaranteed bets, as we know. So that's it. So Tampa Bay and Philadelphia in a single game parlay, Tampa Bay plus a half point and over 45.5. College football is Georgia Southern plus 3 for a full unit. And that single game parlay was a full unit. And then for half a unit, Florida Panthers in the NHL in regulation only, three-way line, 60-minute line at minus 115. And that is it for today. Good luck with these plays.